hearing on Senate Bill 5507. And Satish, I believe you're next.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. This is Satish Upadhyaya with the Department of Administrative Services, and I'm here to tell you how the governor's budget for the Building Codes Division was developed. The governor's recommended budget consists of $27 million total funds. This is a 10% increase from the 1999-2001 legislatively approved budget and 11.7% increase from the 2001-2003 current service level budget. 76.5% of the budget consists of personal services and 23.5% consists of services and supplies. The starting point for the budget development was the 1999-2001 legislatively adopted budget. This consists of $22.5 million total funds. There were two emergency board actions. The first action consisted of employee compensation cost increases, and the second action provided four limited duration positions. And this is 2.17 full-time equivalent positions for inspection of light rail and prison construction. Next, there were base budget adjustments. There was a $252,219 increase for administrative, biannualized e-board and phase-outs, and $178,487 increase for estimated cost of 2001-2003 merit increases. So with that, we had the base budget of $24.9 million total funds. Under the essential packages, under package 010, you will see an increase of $266,290 for non-personal information control systems adjustments. Under package 020, you will see a phase-in of $26,462. This is for the services and supplies cost related to the positions provided as a result of passage of Senate Bill 587 and Senate Bill 512 last session. Next, there are two phase-outs. The first phase-out is the one-time cost associated with the start of for Senate Bill 587 and Senate Bill 512. The second phase-out is the elimination of a contract that the division had with Oregon State University. So with that, we have a total phase-out of $606,995. Under package 030, you will see the standard inflation and price list increases. With that, we have a current service level budget of $24.9 million total funds. There are two policy packages which the division will talk to you about. And lastly, we have the governor's revised budget, where we decreased the governor's recommended budget by four positions at the request of the department. With that, we have the governor's revised budget of $26,704,135 and 172.88 full-time equivalent positions.
Are there any questions?
None.
Representative Butler.
I would like to know the phase-in, phase-out, the effects of 587, 512 from the 1999 session through the Oregon State University, what benefit we received and what those actually did for us. I don't remember those specific bills. I think I remember 512, but if maybe Mr. Upadhyaya should.
Madam Chair, Representative Butler, Senate Bill 587 dealt with like a statewide code development. It was, if you look under page 86, you'll see like the Policy and Technical Services Division right under the box that has the administrator. So Senate Bill 587 established the statewide, code development.
Chief Inspector.
Like a Chief Inspector. A program where if any local jurisdictions had any problems, they would come over to this division.
Madam Chair, if I might, Senate Bill 587 did a number of things. It established an appeal process at the option of the contractor or the individual who might have a disagreement with an inspector in the field, giving that contractor, that appellate, the opportunity for a rapid appeal at the state level. And our goal has been to turn these things around in 48 hours, and we've been successful at doing that. So that if an issue arises, The individual disagrees, they appeal directly to the state chief inspector. If he fails to agree with the state chief inspector, they can then appeal on to the appropriate board. I think we've had two go on to the appropriate board since this process was put in place.
Certainly.
Then all the rest of them are handled within the 48 hours.
Madam Chair, Representative Butler, I'd be happy to get the number of appeals we've received and the timeframe in which they've been handled.
All right, thank you.
Madam Chair, Senate Bill 512 was the enabling statute for the process in the metro area, which established the service center, established the metro area, the Tri-County Construction Board to advise the division, and put in place the minor label program, so forth and so on. There were a number of FTE, I believe it was four, that was dedicated to that activity.
Madam Chair, follow up.
Certainly.
Where that's now implemented, that's not being borne by the cost of the Metropolitan, the TriMet Service Center is not being borne by the entire state, is it?
Madam Chair, Representative Butler, the funding mechanism for the Metro Service Center comes from a couple of sources. First, the sale of the minor labels that I described earlier, over 20,000. In less than a year's operations, there's a portion of the cost of those retained by the service center. The other funding mechanism is a 1% surcharge on permits sold in those 27 jurisdictions. So the cost of the service center is not borne by any jurisdiction outside the metro area. No jurisdiction that fails to receive the service pays that surcharge.
I was curious, in packages 191 and 192, there are a number of new positions, and there are seven brand new ones in 191. And I think I can see where you're paying for some of them. I mean, if you're taking over a program, the fees would likely, hopefully, cover that. But that just seemed like you got about $2 million, close to $2 million in positions, and I just wondered where the money comes from for all that.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, the positions are fully funded by fees. Using as an example, the elevator inspectors, we've experienced a consistent growth of 7%.